She was about to go to him when the knock came at the door, loud and unexpected. Ned turned, frowning. "What is it?" Desmond's voice came through the door. "My lord, Maester Lewin is without and begs urgent audience." "You told him I had left orders not to be disturbed?" "Yes, my lord, he insists." "Oh, very well, send him in." Ned crossed to the wardrobe and slipped on a heavy robe. Catelyn realized suddenly how cold it had become. She sat up in bed, pulled the furs to her chin. "Perhaps we should close the windows," she suggested. Ned nodded absently. Maester Lewin was shown in. The maester was a small grey man. His eyes were grey and quick, and saw much. His hair was grey, what little the years had left him. His robe was grey wool, trimmed with white fur, the stark colours. Its great floppy sleeves had pockets hidden inside. Lewin was always tucking things into those sleeves and producing other things from them. Books, messages, strange artifacts, toys for the children. With all he kept hidden in his sleeves, Catelyn was surprised that Maester Lewin could lift his arms at all. The maester waited until the door had closed behind him before he spoke.
"My lord," he said to Ned, "pardon for disturbing your rest. I have been left a message."